I bet you he's having a ball. He's been there in the coach's boxes on the staff along with Trent Robinson at the Roosters, and it's going to be an absolute classic encounter. If he's not aware of the history between these two famous clubs, I'm sure he is by now. I'm talking about the Great Britain coach, but he's also the Chooks assistant coach, and Steve McNamara joins us on board. Hi, Steve.
Good morning.
Hey, mate, what an experience. It's been a good year.
Yeah, it's been a great year. I think it's certainly been a different year to last year. I think the Roosters, I wouldn't say I had it exactly their own way last year, but it was a pretty plain sailing sort of year, and obviously culminated in a great grand final success. It's been a different route this time round. I think there's obviously it was a different type of pre-season for the Roosters and for most of the teams in the NRL after last year's World Cup. But thankfully we got through to this stage, and one big game away from the big game, really.
Yeah, look, it's almost a grand final in itself. Yeah. These two great clubs. Why will the Roosters win on Friday night?
Oh, you can't guarantee anybody's going to win in these sorts of games. I think the semi-finals have proved that so far. What we'll say is that we'll be fully prepared for it, as we are every single week. The players have got some experience, a lot of experience now at this level. I think the last 2 weeks in particular, you know, 1 point a loss and a 1 point win sort of really sets you up for these types of games. And I just think the preparation for the team has been outstanding all year, and it will continue to be this week.
I guess you've got those famous rivalries, Steve, back in the UK. How are you getting your head around the rivalry? And I'm prepared to say the hatred between the Roosters and the Rabbitohs, mate.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, England is, you know, the country sort of based on tradition.
Yeah,
plays a huge part in sport. It plays a huge part in life all across Britain. And to come to Sydney, to come to a club like the Roosters and experience the actual rivalry, what there is between ourselves and South, it's just like being back at home in some regard. So it's, you know, you'll see a lot of it with the soccer. You'll see Liverpool and Everton and Manchester United, Manchester City. This is up there with the best of them.
Yeah, it is. Friend, I've got to say, what a remarkable comeback. He's instrumental, isn't
terrific.
He, Steve, at number nine. And that is firstly, fortunately, he saved his own life by going to hospital and he's back on the paddock. I can't believe it.
Yeah. I mean, it does sound dramatic, doesn't it? I mean, but he was close to dying. He wasn't far off from that situation. And
frightening.
You know, very, very fortunate. Some great medical attention by the people at the hospital. And I think some quick thinking by his girlfriend as well sort of really helped him out there. So, look, it was one of those that could cost you your life, but quite quickly he's recovered from that. I mean, he is a super, super fit human being. And I think, why he's so fit, I think it has helped his recovery so far. And you wouldn't have thought he would have missed anything last week the way he played against the Cowboys, and I'm sure he'll be even better again.
I say Great Britain coach, mate, but I should have said England coach. But but you've been there for Great Britain as well, mate, so excuse me for that. But the intel that you bring on the Burgess boys, is that a help, or all teams know basically what people do now, don't they, Steve?
Yeah, they do. I mean, obviously, there's a good connection there. Sam Burgess, George Burgess, and Tom Burgess. I was the coach at Bradford Bulls when I managed to recruit all three of them to the Bradford Bulls as young boys. And unfortunately for us, as a Bradford team, we didn't manage to keep all of them for long enough. You know, obviously, you know, the lair of the NRL sort of brought them across here pretty quickly. But they're great kids. I do know a lot about them. But like you're absolutely right. In the modern day and age, they've been playing in this competition for a number of years now. Our existing staff already knew, you know, nearly everything about them, as they do our players as well. But it's just a nice little connection. It's a nice little touch. Obviously we've got two England internationals now. Obviously Sam's going to go off and go play rugby union, which will be a loss for us. They're across there in the opposite camp.
Can I ask you, Steve, did you find them, or did someone bring them to you, or, you know, when did you first know about the Burgess boys?
Yeah, no, they were all sort of growing up and playing in the area. And Sam, Sam was one that we targeted early. Sam was one that we got for our scholarship scheme. So he joined the Bulls as a 14, 15-year-old. Tom and George, actually, were very late developers. They weren't sort of superstar young players. They were big boys, but they were at the Leeds Rhinos. And it was, I think they were 16. They were just coming off scholarship and into the academy age group, where we managed to go there and snare them and bring them to the Bulls.
Mm. They certainly are remarkable players now, and Sam will be pivotal. But Steve, the Rabbitohs, they've had the week off. You guys have done it the hard way. Do you see that as an advantage, given that you will start very quickly?
I think the result will determine that. I'll be honest with you. I think that we have battled out and we're ready to go. We've had some great experiences over the last 2 weeks.
Where's he gone? Steve, you've just gone muffled on us, mate. I don't know whether you've...
Beautiful.
Got you back.
Am I back?
Yeah, you're back, mate, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I think the result will determine whether, you know, whether the week off or continuing playing was right. I think, you know, obviously, we're battled hard and we've had three solid weeks of it, and that's really important going into the playoffs. South haven't been able to put the feet up, and, you know, I think it's going to be one of those games. I don't think it will really matter to either team at this stage, but I think as the press and everybody else will sit back and analyse it afterwards, they'll either say the week off was good or the week off wasn't so good.
And, mate, the obviously, you know, we see lots of images of yourself and Jason Taylor and Trent in that coaching box. Trent's obviously the boss, but is it a lot of collaboration that happens between you guys and the senior players?
Yeah, we've got a great... Yeah, Trent's one and truly the boss. He's in charge. And I will say he's doing a tremendous job. Jason Taylor's got some great experience. Obviously, I bring experience from England. And Craig Fitzgibbon is the other assistant coach. And Fitzy is a Roosters legend and really cutting his teeth well. And an assistant coach for Australia now as well. So we have some fantastic experience within our coaching group. Like I said, led by Trent. And it truly is a team effort at the Roosters. Again, you know, the conditioning, the S&C staff, the medical staff, everybody involved. As it is with every club nowadays, plays a huge role in actually when the team goes out on the field.
And Steve, the great Anthony Minicello, mate, there were a couple of errors, not to to harp on them, but I'm just, when he comes off the field and he's thrown that pass that was a bit dodge and all the rest of it, does he say sorry to the team, or is he just so experienced that he comes in knowing that a mistake or two can happen?
A little bit of both. He understands mistakes can happen. He was disappointed with that pass, and fortunately he managed to be able to have a bit of a laugh and a giggle about it. Didn't cost us eventually.
Yeah, that's right.
I think he, you know, he fully understood you know, what could have been the implications of that pass, and quite rightly, you know apologised to Roger, who he tried to pass it to, and to the rest of the group. But that's the sort of bloke he is. I've probably never met a bloke as humble as he is. For a bloke who's achieved so much in the game, he's a great role model for the club and very, very important to our team.
Terrific. You'd be enjoying the year, Steve. It would have been a terrific year for you.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. I think, you know, I've sort of really tried to embrace the Sydney lifestyle, and you know, which is very good itself, I will say.
Yeah.
I've rented in the eastern suburbs, which is costing me a small fortune, I'll tell you that. But I think it was important for me as an Englishman to come and live in the territory that we're coaching and playing, and to understand the people of this area. So the families, they've had a ball there at schools and involved in all sorts of sport, which is great to see. So yeah, really enjoyed the year at the Roosters, and the family have enjoyed it as well.
What's the weirdest thing about Australians, do you reckon, Steve?
The weirdest thing.
Yeah, what are we weird?
Where does he start?
Yeah. you are just so far away from the rest of the world.
Yeah,
that's
we
what
are.
It is. And you, honestly, it's incredible. It's a little world in its own right, Australia. It's, you know, has AFL, but nobody else plays, and you're very sort of secluded as such. And for me, the speed of the internet is the worst thing about Australia. You need to get that bit sorted out.
It is diabolical, isn't it?
It's I can't believe it.
It's archaic.
Very, very accurate. I mean, I get a lot of information sent across from England as part of the England team, and looking at videos and that, and it takes me about a week to download the stuff.
Yeah. No, I'm with you there, Steve. Good.
And, mate, the Four Nations, exciting. It makes a very long year for the rep players, doesn't it, though?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough year. I think this year was a really tough year for the international game. I think the World Cup was a huge success. I'm not sure how much of that you covered on your own
no,
show,
but plenty, mate.
Yeah, last year in England, it was a tremendous tournament for all the nations. Like, nearly everybody was involved in the NRL and the Super League, and the players were a little bit exhausted at the back end of the year now because of that. So this year is a difficult one, but international sport is very, very important for Rugby League. You know, I think it's something that we need to really address and increase its importance if we're to really expand the game globally. So it's important that we put these fixtures on England, Australia, New Zealand and Samoa, who have joined the Four Nations this year, will be a very strong team.
Steve, great to chat, mate. Good luck.
Thank you.